there, my friends. Welcome to Makers Today, a special series on Fish Fry where we highlight the movers and shakers in the makerspace. Today, I have a very special guest, Kitty Young. She is a quantum mechanics engineer, visionary for the future of sustainable fashion, and founder of Art by Physicist. In today's podcast, Kitty and I discuss the variety of super cool designs she has created as part of her successful Kickstarter campaign, what her work as a creative technologist and senior program manager at the garage entailed, her passion for quantum computing, and how the worlds of high-tech fashion and quantum computing overlap in her life. Hi, Kitty. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Amelia.
Absolutely. Now, you are the founder and designer at Art by Physicist, and I was first introduced to you through a post on LinkedIn about your Kickstarter campaign called Art by Physicist Tech Fashion, where art and STEM meet. So first off, Kitty, I'm a huge fan. So tell my audience about Art by Physicist and your successful Kickstarter campaign. Now, if my audience doesn't already know, what are the different rewards for this campaign? And can you walk me through the motivation to create such beautiful pieces of high-tech fashion?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I had a lot of fun running the Kickstarter campaign. So Art by Physicist is a sustainable fashion brand. We're promoting the intellectual representation of women, and we want to encourage more women and girls to be interested in STEM. So the designs are all based on my paintings of nature and science, and as well as technologies embedded into clothing. For the Kickstarter, we have quite a few new designs launched this year, which feature many different types of technologies embedded into fashion design. You can see there are quite a few rewards. One of them is a pair of brooches that are Bluetooth connected, and they are made into flower shapes. They are actually PCBs. If you look at the back of them, you can see the electronic components. But the front, you can see a beautiful flower with LEDs decorated on them. And they have touch sensors, accelerometer, vibrating motors, so that you can program them to do all kinds of interactions. So the factory setting that I designed them to do was to let parents to keep track of their children. You can use the Bluetooth distance detection to sense if your kid is running off or going too far, and then your brooch would start vibrating. Then you would then start to look for your kid. So that is just one of the scenarios. These are made as open source boards. So anyone who knows how to program can put their own functionality onto the brooches. Just think about any fun interactions you can have with your family and friends. They are also very great for learning programming. I know parents who bought them for their kids, where especially for girls, they see these beautiful flowers that are also technological, and they get into the engineering side of the art, and they're so curious and start learning how to program them. That's the simplest we have in terms of the fashion design. And then we have more complex clothing designs. You can see there are electronics like LEDs that are made for decoration purposes embedded into constellation shirts and dresses. So Art by Physicist has been collaborating with several technology providers. One of the partners is Novacentrix. They make conductive ink, and they can print electronic circuits on fabrics. So we developed a process and the way to embed LEDs, very tiny blue LEDs, on these grid of printed circuits and arrange the LEDs into constellations. So everyone can get a customized star sign that for their birth months, they can buy a customized constellation for their outfit. We also have functionalities such as solar panel, embedded dresses and overcoats. where you can just wear your beautiful outfit, but then they have these lotus-shaped solar panels laminated on fabric, very naturally being part of the art. It's got my paintings of the lotus pond and paintings of mountains and rivers. So the lotus-shaped solar panels match those paintings perfectly. And you can imagine wearing these artistic designs, but that also have the functionality of charging your phone or battery or any electronic devices through USB. And the last type of, oh, actually there are two more. and there's, we also have a design of the Earth dress that has my painting of a corner of our Earth seen from space. And then behind that, I embedded a LED matrix panel where you can program it. You can just send images and GIFs or videos from your phone through an app via Wi-Fi. You can program your dress to display different things anytime you want through your phone. Right now, I program it to display astronomical images that I drew by hand, so they match very well with the Earth foreground on the dress. The last design is a heated reversible coat. So I designed, this is the latest and the newest design. Basically, I was staying at home the whole year because of COVID, and the flowers in my garden kept me company. There were so many beautiful perennials, and they inspired me to draw them on fabrics. And I put them on both sides of the coat. So one side of the coat is pink, the other side is green. And then I put contrasting colored flowers on both sides. You can reverse the coat and wear on either side. In between the layers, there's a heated flexible heating panel. It's by Lumia Tech, and they make these soft materials, soft e-textile. And heater is one of the components that they produce. And it matches with my design perfectly because in winter, you want to keep warm, but we may not want to wear it too much. So you can wear something beautiful as well as keeping yourself warm.
I love that. I love all of that. Okay, so Kitty, let's talk about your vision to reimagine sustainable fashion. Mm-hmm. You were also part of a team of global technologists that empower people to customize their own garments in a sustainable way. So can you tell me about your motivation to create this project?
Yeah, this project really stemmed from my personal experience building a fashion brand where I experienced all the pain points in the fashion industry. As an independent designer, how do you create something that's scalable? How do you turn your handmade ideas into something manufacturable? At first, I was just making everything by hand for fun. I built a lot of clothing with all kinds of technology like brain signal sensing and heart rate controlled dresses. And those were just for demos to show the proof of concept, but they're not manufacturable yet. And then I started digging into manufacturing. How does a crazy idea get turned into a product? That's also because a lot of people were asking me that question. So then I got too curious and I started looking into manufacturing. But then I found out a lot of sad things about the industry. The fashion industry is still driven by mass production, where brands will try to predict what can sell. And then every year they are pushing out new designs every season. And they go offshore and use cheaper labor to mass produce clothes, but they don't know how much will be sold. Turned out 30% of clothes ever made globally are never sold. And they would try very hard to sell them marked down, but eventually 30% get to send to landfill or get burned in incinerators. I was shocked when I found out about this, because as an independent designer, I wanted other creative designers to be able to make their designs into reality, but then we're also very small scale. So when you're small scale, you don't get enough support from manufacturing, and it's very difficult for designers to make anything. It takes months and months of work. There's a lot of back and forth and problems, and errors made through the whole process. But then at the end of the day, manufacturing is prioritized to mass production. So the designers don't get supported. And then at the same time, generates so much waste and pollution. So I wanted to target both of these biggest said pain points where I think fashion should be driven by creativity and the need by people. At the same time, we should be making things on demand. We should only make things when people want it, when people need it. So we need to have ways to allow consumers to see the products, to be able to try them before something is mass produced. So that's the motivation behind this project. It's a really big project and it would take a few years to deploy globally, but we're working on it. We're technologists and we build technologies to connect all the different players in the supply chain together. And we will support everyone in the fashion industry. We will support the designers, we'll support retailers, consumers, and manufacturers at the same time.
That is fantastic. Now, Kitty, I was also very interested in your position as creative technologist and senior program manager at the Microsoft Garage. So tell me about the Garage and your position when you were there.
Yeah, I was the manager of the Bay Area Microsoft Garage for 2 years, from 2018 to 2020. It was a really interesting job. So the Garage is a platform to drive innovation and the culture of innovation in the company. It supports incubation projects. It runs the largest global private hackathon. You can imagine tens of thousands of people from all over the world joining the hackathon, including Microsoft employees and customers. Every year, we have so many great ideas and thousands of projects submitted, and we support our customers and colleagues to pursue those ideas. Sometimes those projects are not directly existing Microsoft products, but that's how innovations happen. Innovation comes grassroots and everyone get together, build our own teams and work across geolocations is really exciting. The project that we were talking about, the sustainable fashion project, actually also came out of the hackathon. So when I was a manager, not only did I pursue my own interest areas, I also supported our colleagues to do the same.
That is fantastic. Now, Kitty, you were also a senior program manager in quantum computing at Microsoft, which is so cool. Can you tell me about your passion for quantum computing?
Yeah, quantum is my day job now, is my current role. I actually have done quite a few different things for quantum. So even before starting officially in the quantum team at Microsoft, I was already teaching our colleagues quantum computing back in the garage. So I did my PhD in applied physics, and I also focused on condensed matter physics, which is usually studying quantum properties of materials. So that aligned very well, but I didn't really work on quantum because when I was doing my studies, PhDs, there wasn't really so much of a quantum industry. So a lot of the work I did was fundamental. Now we have quantum computing industry. I picked it up and learned about the principles of quantum computing. Then I started teaching our colleagues. People are just very fascinated by this new emerging technology. So I wanted to support more people to be able to pursue quantum computing either in their existing organization and industries, as well as learning them to switch their career if they want to in the future. So I was then hired to join the quantum team to do exactly that. I built our Microsoft learning materials on MS Learn, the series of quantum computing tutorials, hands-on practices for people to learn quantum programming about the quantum concepts, as well as learning how to run their programs directly on quantum hardware through the cloud. We have Azure Quantum, which is our cloud platform for connecting to hardware. And I also built websites to allow people to find the customized learning materials for themselves. That I think also has some connection with my passion for customization. So in quantum, there are many different types of roles, and there are also people coming from all kinds of backgrounds. There are people like me who have physics background, and naturally they are intellectually interested in the subject, but there are also people from maybe other engineering areas, other types of software engineers who are interested in the new technology and try to apply in their own work. And they're researchers, they're algorithm inventors. There need to be early adopters from traditional industries to apply this technology in their fields. So we shouldn't be giving people something that's one size fits all. We have to give people what they need based on their background and interests. So I also build materials and website to guide people through this customized journey.
That's excellent. So Kitty, how do you think these two different arenas of your life overlap? Do you think your work in quantum computing complements your work in art and fashion?
Yeah, I definitely have experienced constant overlapping and cross inspiration between these fields. They can complement each other. So both my art work would complement my quantum work. Say I build these materials, but they also come from my design background. I have been user experience researchers before, and I have built tutorials to teach people open source hardware and programming. And those all applied to my quantum computing work. I also last year started drawing comics about quantum computing and published a book explaining quantum concepts. So that's my art side applied to quantum computing. Because of my technology experience, I can understand where our industries are at and be able to find gaps in the traditional industries and find solutions to help people in these industries. So that's why I'm pursuing all of these at the same time. I'm making fashion brand, but it's not just a fashion brand, it's a tech fashion brand. It can not only demonstrate the technology to people, it also encourages more people to be interested in technology. So fashion is kind of a vehicle for that. When I started my career, I was a hardware engineer in silicon photonics, making photonic chips. And I experienced how something gets made from converting from the lab to large scale productions of computing electronic chips. I consider myself a fashion hacker, where I basically hack into how things are made. I think engineers sometimes don't realize fashion is actually all engineering. So then I see the parallel similarities between chip manufacturing, electronic manufacturing versus fashion manufacturing. So can we use methodologies that we use in electronic manufacturing in making fashion?
I love that. All right, Kitty, it's time for your off the cuff question. Now, since you haven't been on my show before, this is my standard question lately. So since we've all been on some level of lockdown, wherever you are, a lot of people can't get their favorite foods. So if you could get one thing right now, it doesn't matter if you need a passport to get there, the restaurant's closed, it's on the other side of your country, what would you have?
I do have some of my favorite dishes, and they're Chinese dishes. So I can't really replicate it where I am. There's like a lotus root soup, which I really love. But what I really enjoy more is dishes that my family make. So I really miss meeting, seeing my family. So that's, I think that's what connects to food. Me and my husband did get much better cooking in the past year.
Yeah, as we all have, I think. Excellent. Well, Kitty, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So if you'd like any more information about art by physicists, please take a look at this week's Makers Today page on eejournal.com. Are you a maker? Tell me your story. I am looking for guests for this show. If you would like to join me for a future episode of Makers Today, please send me an email at Amelia, that's A-M-E-L-I-A, at eejournal.com. Or you can always reach me on LinkedIn as well. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I dig it. You can follow me or us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by yours truly. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can subscribe to this here podcast through Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. And remember, if you'd like to further support this podcast, please leave me a review on that podcasting platform of your choice. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology or heck, you just want to chat, shoot me a line at Amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of September 22nd, 2021, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.